第十二項議程就荃灣區作案報告，2019年5月至6月與2018年5月至6月的作案數字比較，荃灣區議會第46宿原來一個文件，請金榮耀總經師呢介報告荃灣區的罪案情況。
Thank you, Chairman. My reports are tabled. There were 324 cases reported in May and June 2019, leading to an increase of 33 cases, or 11.7% when compared with the same period in 2018. The detection rate was 49.7%, an increase of 5.2% when compared with 44.5% in the same period last year. I was pleased to see decreases in thefts from vehicles. Theft from vehicles, although they only account for 1% of overall crime, we saw a significant drop of 62.5% or five cases. One thing I'd like to point out here, that all of the vehicles that were victimized had been parked in illegal parking spaces. So there is always a danger when illegal parking. Usually the area is not very well lit, not in a public area, and as a result can make the vehicle more prone to victimization. We did see a number of increases. We saw some shop theft increases. Shop thefts account for 18% of overall crime, and there were 64 shop theft cases in the reporting period, an increase of 9 cases when compared with 45 cases in the same period last year. 20 cases took place in supermarkets, that's about 31%. 8 took place in convenience stores, which accounts for about 12%, and 3 took place in pharmacies, whilst the remaining 33 cases took place at other retail shops. For most cases, the stolen properties involved were food and other grocery goods. 47 persons have been arrested. Our detection rate when it comes to shop thefts stood at almost 69%. We also saw an increase in criminal damage cases. Criminal damage cases account for about 9.6% of overall crime in Tuen Wan in the first half of the year. There were 28 criminal damage cases in the reporting period, an increase of 12 cases when compared with the 16 cases of the same period last year. Of the 28 cases, 7 cases involved debt collection, 4 cases involved vehicles being damaged, and 1 arose from family dispute, and 4 are believed to be triad related. 7 persons were arrested, and our detection rate for criminal damage stood at 28.6%. In April and May this year, the police mounted a large-scale operation and arrested 13 persons, aged between 25 and 26, 10 males, 3 females, and this syndicate was believed to be involved in at least 6 cases in Tuen Wan of debt collection-related criminal damages. As for violent crime, it decreased by 18%, whilst our detection rate for this category of crime rose 17.5% to 70% overall. I have some update regarding traffic issues. I know traffic issues are a concern for many of you. At the last meeting, I did talk about the mobile video team, and thank you for sending us some locations of concern. We haven't been able to tackle them all. As you might imagine, we've been quite busy recently with some other things. However, we have tackled some locations like the Mei Wan Street outside the taxi stand there. We conducted 6 operations, and we detected 213 offending vehicles so far. We also conducted 6 operations at Yeung Uk Road, outside Yeung Uk Road Market, Texaco Road bound, and we detected 152 offending vehicles there. So we will carry on with our operations. That's not to say we've only focused on those two locations. We've focused on many, many locations, but this is just for the mobile video team, which focuses on moving offences. Our BPCs and other officers, traffic officers, continue to take traffic enforcement quite vigorously around different areas of Tuen Wan. That concludes my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
好，多謝金榮耀指揮官，咁就請各位同事可以發言查詢。首先係羅鑫議員。
Thank you. I would like to. I'm actually pretty concerned about the burglary cases that's happening in my area. Some cases is happening on the 4th and the 5th at the Barrigetti Garden. I believe your crime prevention team was also visited here with me with the management office, but I haven't received any updates since then, so it would be great if I could have some sort of like updates offline, like not here, I understand. and also, I think I'm pretty much concerned about the arrest cases happened on the 8th of July in my area as well. There's a drug cases. I think a few guys were arrested on the streets, and my residents are quite concerned about what's happening there. So it would be great if I can be filled on that cases as well. Regarding to the illegal parking, my major concern is actually on the start of the semester, which is on the 2nd of September. That's coming on 2nd, 3rd, 4th. I think these 3 days will be the major days that if you guys can send some people up in my area, in my constituency, mainly on the Barrigetti Garden, on those schools, concerned parents will be dropping kids early in the morning, jamming the road. So it would be great if you can arrange some labor down there. Understand that you guys are under enormous pressure during these days, but I wish you guys all good luck on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Mei Nong Yi.
Thank you, Jack. Mr. Commander, I report a case of abandoned motor vehicle near the footbridge of Hong Kong Garden, Castle Peak Road, on the 27th of April this year. The motorcycle carries no registration plate and seemingly damaged. And while you replied that, I mean, your colleague replied that against the abandoned motor vehicles, it is managed by Lands Department. They will take the actions to clear them. The Lands Department replies that it is yours, I mean the police, to take actions to take away it. So, as you, Mr. Commander, and the district land officers is here today, I would like to have an answer. So, who will be responsible to clear the abandoned motor vehicle near the footbridge of Hong Kong Garden? Thank you.
好，張武同志。咁我就想補充翻多一個意見，咁其實就係同阿劉林議員一樣啦，咁就都感謝警方就住近日喺麗城花園嘅一啲嘅涉嫌爆竊同埋即係爆竊案嘅關注，咁其實防止罪案科同事都即刻同我哋地區聯絡啦，同各大嘅屋苑去溝通如何加強保安工作，咁同時咧其實我都希望警方其實可以抽調一啲資源咧，其實係就住呢一啲嘅屋苑保安，其實我知道是有一些 spot check 的行動，即是說如果即發現有一些保安他們那個警覺性不高，或者可能在即執行的時間去即不是專注的話，其實都是會對他們作出一些警告，所以其實就著因為這段期間那個的那個罪案的情況，希望其實警方都可以抽調資源在這一方面去提供相關的協助的。或者我首先都可以，如果沒有其他同事再提問，我請金榮耀指揮官去作回應。
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you all for the questions. Ms. Lam, regarding the burglaries at Belvedere Gardens, yes, there were two burglaries in July this year. They're the first two burglaries we've had actually this year. And we've taken over the cases. We've prioritized them for investigation. We've also, our crime prevention officers have already been down there, as you correctly said, and given some advice to the security guards to tighten up their guarding responsibilities. As the chairman just mentioned, we will be including Belvedere Gardens as part of our security guarding operations, where we do test the security guards there. And we've also, I'd also like to make an appeal to everyone, regardless of whether you're living in Belvedere Gardens or anywhere in Tsuen Wan, please don't make your home an easy target for burglars. Please lock your windows, your doors, and your metal gates when you go out. Many of the cases that we encounter could have been prevented by just tightening up security a little bit more. So thank you for that question. Regarding the drugs case, I will find out and give you an update regarding that. I don't have the information here in front of me. Regarding the illegal parking, yes, obviously the start back to school is always well known to us, and we will provide additional resources. We know where the hot spots are, where typically congestion does take place at the start of the new school term. So we'll be deploying district traffic duties and also our uniform duties to try and ensure a smoother flow of traffic during that time. Regarding the abandoned motor vehicle, I'm not going to get into a debate now with the officer from the Lands Department. We will sort it out and make sure that it's done. Don't worry about that. I'd like to thank again the chairman for his kind words and praise for the police force at this difficult time. Rest assured, burglaries do remain still my highest priority, and we will continue to conduct security guarding checks, and any security guards found lacking will be given some advice. If there's repeated incidents, we will report it to the management company as well as to the superintendent in charge of licensing to consider whether or not to renew their license when it comes to up for renewal. Thank you very much.
好，多謝金榮耀指揮官嘅報告啊。咁如果冇其他同事再提問咧，咁我哋接納呢個報告。